Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. With the coronavirus pandemic, there are those who would like to see the rapture happen today. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We're now in the third month of the coronavirus pandemic and about a month into a shutdown for much of the country. David, you and I have both been teaching that the rapture could happen at any moment. We've been doing that since we've basically been in ministry. And to be honest, I think there are many more that really want everything that's happening today be the time when that rapture is going to take place. But, and I still believe that, and I'm sure you do as well, that the rapture could happen at any moment. But things could actually get a lot worse before that happens, and we still have a lot of work to do before it happens as well, don't we?
Yes, we do. You know, back when I was saved in the 1980s, there was sort of a popular idea in evangelical circles that believers would be raptured out of here before things got too bad. And that actually became something that we were attacked for by those who don't hold to a pre-trib rapture. We were accused of having an escapist mentality. And, you know, maybe to some degree they were right. You know, I think it's sort of an American thing because we've been sheltered from much of the persecution that's happened and continues to happen in many parts of the world. As you said, I still firmly believe the rapture could happen at any moment, but I would also caution that things could get far worse than anything the world has ever seen before the rapture happens, including here in this country. We as believers have been promised to be spared from experiencing the wrath of God during the tribulation, but we know from history and even daily headlines just how evil man can be, especially when inspired by demonic forces. You know, last week we talked about the hope we have in Christ because of his resurrection, and that includes his return. Believers alone, we have the message of good news of forgiven sin and eternal life, and we must continue proclaiming this message until we hear that trumpet sound that you so often talk about. We all have family and friends and neighbors and colleagues whom we don't want to see left behind.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining the headline, People Wanting the Rapture to Happen Today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David and I both believe that the rapture could happen today and, in fact, at any time. We must remember, however, that Jesus said in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, that he is not slack concerning his promise of the rapture. But he told us in that same verse, he is not willing that any should perish, but all come to know him as Savior before the rapture does take place. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, Jesus says that we can hasten the rapture by leading lost people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And as we do that, the rapture will take place sooner rather than later. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...